Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is your friendly Pinhead 198 back with another episode, and boy, do we got a doozy for you today. On this episode, we're going to review WWE 2K23. I put in about, I would say, 18 hours so far into this game. It was expensive. We're also going to review a movie that I had the displeasure of watching, Pray for the Devil, another possession film. Honestly, I love those kind of films, even the bad ones, but this fucking movie was boring as fuck. We'll get into it. And if we have enough time, we'll review Knock at the Cabin, but we got a little ranting to do about WWE 2K23, because I'll tell you, this had the potential to be a really good game, and it is turned out to be not shit, but there are some major problems with this game that piss me off, especially when you're talking about a $100 to $130 price tag. It's unacceptable. Starting off right out the bat, obviously the main showcase will be Jonathan Cena, because he's on the cover of this year's 2K23, much to my dismay. And take a little drink there. We'll start off with the showcase. The showcase is fucking terrible. And not because it's John Cena. It's every match John Cena has lost in his career, and I think that's apropos for him because he's a fucking corporate cocksucking loser. So that's okay, and there's some really good opponents that you get to face, although they do recycle some shit. You have to fight the Undertaker, or you have to be the Undertaker twice, you have to be Edge twice. So they do recycle, they call them bonuses, but it's just recycled shit. And most showcases, regardless of if they're good or not, you get a good relationship with the wrestler who's talking about. Last year's was pretty good with Reyes. Reyes was good because throughout the entire match, he talks about it as you're doing the match, which is the way showcase is supposed to be. With this one, John Cena talks through the whole, just talks at the very beginning in his little monkey suit. He's wearing a suit, and he's got a fucking mic like he's recording an album for, or doing voice work for an animated movie, which I don't understand. It's so cringe. It's obnoxious, just like John Cena is, but he goes through the whole blow-by-blow in the very beginning, and instead of alternating through the cut scenes like you used to do, it's just music playing in the background as you're watching them go, which I do not like. They changed it a little bit, and I do not like that. And it's generic rock music that just plays the same loop over and over again. It doesn't matter. Like, it's the same Pro Tools rock music that, you know, is not copywritten or from any band or anything. It's just, it's plays in a constant loop. This game, you have no choice. And this is a practice. It's not just 2K. 2K is egregious of this, but however, WWE could stop this and they won't, because both parties are making too much money to not have a relationship together. But regardless, it is so obnoxious. You cannot, there's three tiers. There's a $70 tier, there's a $100 tier, and there's a $120 tier, where the basic, you get the basic edition, you get the deluxe edition, or you can get the icon edition. The icon edition is not worth it, by the way, for those who still are on the holdovers. It's not worth it whatsoever. You get some shit that you'll probably end up getting somewhere down the line. The excuses, you'll get John Cena's basic Thugonomics gear, his prototype gear when he was in OVW. You'll get Leviathan, which was Batista's original character when he was in OVW. You'll get Brock Lesnar, and you'll get Randy Orton all in OVW, Ohio Valley Wrestling, the developmental that was before Florida Championship Wrestling and before what is now known as NXT. Ohio Valley Wrestling and FCW were all precursors to NXT, which is the developmental. It's before the main roster of Raw and SmackDown. And that, back then, when they were doing developmental, was actually developmental and people could develop their character. It wasn't this shit that's a glorified another brand like NXT. No, not to knock NXT. NXT had great years, but the golden years of NXT are over. The point is, that's what you get out of that, and that's not worth the money. You cannot get the base tier because there's going to be 5 to 6 more DLCs coming out throughout the year, just like they did last year. So even if you were trying to save money, oh, I'm just going to get the $70 one and I'll buy the season pass. These motherfuckers because they do it every year. They've done it since WWE 2K14 with The Rock on the cover of it. They go, okay, don't buy it. When you go to get the season pass, which is included in the $100 and the $120 tier, you have no choice, especially if you want those further DLCs and skins without having to pay an extra $40, because that's what this you have to pay for it, because the season pass will end up costing you $35 on top of the $70 game you've already bought. So you're already blowing your load, Pat. You might as well, at that point, they're putting a gun to your head, proverbially going, you might as well just buy the package because you're going to have to pay for them separately anyway. And we're going to price gouge and make sure that it's more expensive than if you just would have gotten the $100 or $120 tier with us. So it's cheap, dirty pool, and I can't stand it. And this is the type of shit that makes me want to boycott the fucking game, because right out the gate, I did a review on Filmmaker Mike and the boys, and I didn't articulate myself very well because I only played 13 hours of it. I've gotten more than enough time in now playing the showcase, almost beating it, seeing some of the things. At first it was fine, but now there's some buggy glitches that are game-ending glitches that are ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous to say that this is in a game, a completed game, that you're asking $100 to $120 for. It's unacceptable. For example, during the Undertaker showcase, or during the John Cena showcase, when I was the Undertaker the first time as Big Evil, you have to do, for people that know, you have to do tasks and follow rules that you have to do and certain moves that you have to do in order to progress through the showcase. One of the things that happened, I was almost toward the end of the showcase, and as I was doing one of the final tasks, a glitch happened where the Undertaker fell through the ring and he was ragdolling through the ring. He looked like a fucking ghost. He was just going in and out of the dimension, going through the ring. You go outside, his whole leg was stuck through the mat. It was ridiculous. You couldn't move, and then I had to fucking restart the game and do it all over again. There's certain instances, like where you pick John Cena up for a clothesline or a tombstone pile driver, the camera pans in and you can see Cena's hand shaking like mad, a computer glitch. It looks like he has fucking Parkinson's disease. It's insanity. These simple glitches should have already been taken. I don't care what tier of the game, I don't care what console you have it on, I don't care if you have it on PC. For these prices, these glitches should have been taken fucking care of in the beginning. You don't do this shit. That's for an unfinished game, a beta. You don't do this shit during a fully released, supposedly completed game. The controls are somewhat unresponsive. There's points, and this has been a problem since the CM Punk era of WWE 2K13. The reversal system is absolutely disgusting. This is supposed to be a wrestling simulator. They lean more toward arcade wrestling in this one, even more than they did last year, which they started doing that shit with 2K22. But this one's supposed to be a wrestling simulator, and then when you press the button, it doesn't matter what difficulty you have it on. I have it on a harder difficulty, I will admit, because with wrestling, especially with wrestling games, I can play on the harder difficulty. But it doesn't matter if you're on rookie mode, pro mode, whatever. The reversal system is an absolute abysmal joke. There are moments where you're thrown in, you get, let's say for example, you do an Irish whip and you push the button. This is a game of chance, because there's a lot of times where you push the button and it tells you when you've done it correctly, and it tells you that's one thing I can say about this game. It tells you when you've done it correctly, because you have to push the Y button on Xbox, triangle I'm sure on PlayStation. When you push the perspective buttons, the button pushed on the screen, it shows you that it's been pushed in on the button on screen, telling you you've either done it right or you've done it wrong. If you don't catch it in time, it just goes and you get fucked up. There are plenty of times where you press the button, it goes in and it works. But there are even more occurrences where you press the button, the fucking shit shows you you did it right, and you still get clobbered by John Cena. It's insanity. He's in super god tier mode. And the difficulty is not balanced, no matter whether it's on hard or easy. It's still the same results, where the AI is completely overpowered. Because God Cena has to be... there has to be a chance for him to win. So, you know, because he's John Cena. But regardless, that's neither here nor there. That is a control issue. And when I'm pushing the button in, and it reverses, but then he still hits me. That's insanity. That's bad game control. That's bad gaming mechanics altogether. I will say the pinning system is more improved, so when you're pinned, you have to go with, instead of the circular shit where you have to follow the button, which was extremely obnoxious over the last three games or so, this now has a bar where you have to match it right in the bar and you'll kick out. That is a very good improvement. I'll give them credit where credit is due. That's a good improvement. The guessing system is shit, because there's points where if you grapple, you have to guess what the opponent does next, and half the time you're not going to get it right. It's either always X or B, and it's either always pressing X or B, and it's at a completely random point where it's a game of chance. You either get X or B, but you're never going to get it 100% of the time ever, even if you have the greatest intuition. And then they throw in Y just to fuck with you so that John can kick your ass some more. Those are things I can give a pass to, but the falling through the ring, the Parkinson's shaking of the hand, the hair looks terrible on everybody. Some of the likenesses of the wrestlers look spot on 100%, where it is just like, okay, this looks good. And some of them look like something out of a fucking horror. Like the Ultimate Warrior, for example, he looks nothing like who he is. And their eyes bug out. Like they're on Mars in Total Recall with no oxygen tank. Sometimes their eyes look like they're about to pop out of their fucking skull. It's so over arcadey produced. But then sometimes you get wrestlers like The Rock looks like The Rock. For the most part, Cody Rhodes looks fantastic. The Ultimate Warrior looks like shit. Doink the Clown looks like shit. There's certain wrestlers in here that look really... excuse me. Sorry. Minor hiccups. Just like this fucking game. There's some wrestlers that look spot on, and there's some that you can tell they didn't even put any effort into it whatsoever. It's fucking ridiculous. Once again, they bring back the loot box, fucking loot box shit with My Faction. Is a card game where you either have to grind or you have to pay to get. Everybody hated My Faction last year, and they brought it back and made it even worse. Last year was fair, even though it was still trash. This year is just, it's just to add insult to injury. They brought something back that nobody wanted in the community. Wrestling fan or not, just playing the last year's game, everybody hated My Faction, and they brought it back and somehow made it worse. So that really pisses me off, especially once again with $100 to $120 game. It's fucking unacceptable, and it's childish, and it's greedy as fuck, because you know you're doing that shit just to price gouge the fucking fans who have already paid a lot of money to play these games, and you want to add on more because you're greedy corporate fucks, just like John Cena. I can't stand John Cena. This shit made me hate him even more. He's on the cover. His showcase is shit. Another pet peeve of mine, which has continued over from the last couple of games. This edition has one of the better soundtracks, but there's still only six fucking songs, 6 to 7 tracks on here. So throughout the entire, I don't care if you're playing to 2 hours to 20 hours, you are going to hear the same looped songs over and over and over and over again, to where it's going to make you want to drive your fucking head through the wall. The same with the commentary. They did very lackluster effort on the commentary booth with Michael Cole, Corey Graves, and I forgot who the Byron's still there, unfortunately, even though he's not a main commentator anymore. But you hear the same looped responses from Corey and Michael Cole and the other douchebag. Just after a while, after you sat in for 3 hours, you're like, okay, you're just saying the same shit over and over again. So a positive is the crowd looks fantastic. The fans in the audience, they look like there's actual fans in the audience instead of cardboard cutouts. It looks fantastic. War Games is a great addition. They added War Games in here, and War Games is one of my all-time favorite matches. Two-sided steel cage. That is fun to play. I can't get enough of that. We got General Manager mode, which is what it is. You can be General Manager. It is cool because you can be General Manager to NXT, Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, or WCW Nitro. That's cool. I'm obviously was WCW, and I picked Eric Bischoff as my General Manager. There's a couple of General Managers like Mick Foley, Eric Bischoff. The bald dickhead from Raw, I forgot his name, Sonya Deville. I think you can be Shane and a couple others, but all in all, it's what it is. It's just trying to compete. And the shitty part about it is, back in the day, especially during Raw and SmackDown days, when you played SmackDown or Raw versus SmackDown, the year went on for as long as you wanted it to go. You played it until you just got sick and tired of it, and their version of the, you know, setup matches, general match, and it just went until you wanted to end it. This time around, you have a limited, you have 26 weeks to prove yourself as a general manager, which is, now there's a time limit, which is just fucking ridiculous. It's obnoxious and it's annoying, and I don't understand why that shit is added in there that way. Like, just let people play for an unlimited amount of time. I hate to keep harping on this, but this is a relevant fact. Once again, you're talking about a game that has $100 to $120 price tag. It's fucking unacceptable that you brain-dead goblin zombies don't get this. Or you do, and you're so fucking greedy that you... you're doing this shit to where you might add it on as an extra tier somewhere down the line. We paid this much money. We should be able to have an unlimited amount of time. There should be no rules, tasks, limited time. This is like a, this game feels like a beta. Like an open beta game, like Diablo 4 is currently right now. Like an unfinished, well, we gave you the open beta game and asked you to pay full price for a game that's not completed. That's fucking insane. Like, that's insane. And we're even, us as consumers, especially the diehard wrestling fans like myself, who will continue to pay it, we're even more fucking insane for doing this stupid shit and emboldening them to continue to do these practices of price gouging a game that's not even completed. It's insane. Unless there's someone like Stone Cold or someone significant on the cover and their showcases, I'm not buying next year's. I can't not recommend this game, but I can't also bag on it because this game has a potential, especially down the line when we get the extra DLCs, this game has a potential to be really good, but where it is right now, on Filmmaker Mike and the Boys, I gave it a 7 out of 10. Right now, I'm giving it a 5 out of 10 because of the game-breaking glitches that should have been taken care of right off the bat. Like, before you even release this game, there's no reason, like, why basic shit like this should be done. Like, the hair mechanics are out of control. Everybody's hair looks like it's just blowing in the wind all the time. Even people that don't have hair, like Stone Cold and Kurt Angle. Like, it's insane. Like, falling through the ring, game-ending glitches, that's not worth $100 to $120. That's fucking insane. I'll repeat it over and over again. It's fucking insane. It's childish, too. You know, that's like paying $5,000 to get your dick sucked from a toothless crackhead. That's insane. And it needs to stop. It's not going to, though, because 2K Games and WWE are perfectly complacent and happy with the way that's going, and they're making a lot of money. From fucking schmuck fucks like myself and other people in the community. So we just need to stop. You vote with your dollar, as the saying goes. And the showcase is aggravating. Like I said, the John Cena show, and it's not just because it's John Cena. It is so unresponsive, and what you can tell it wasn't tweaked. They just rushed it out there with a game. It's so fucking aggravating. I almost threw my controller through my TV. There's, especially with the glitch, the game-ending glitch that happened with Undertaker, I literally almost threw my fucking Xbox controller through the TV. I was enraged. And I've had to do these matches multiple times over because the shit just won't respond properly. I know it sounds like, you know, making excuses or being like a dark side feel, but there are points where, like, it shows you you've done it right and it still doesn't respond. It literally tells you, yeah, you did the move right, but we're still going to say, fuck you. It's not done. And furthermore, throughout the, because in the showcase, it tells you, if you go into the menu, you can look at the showcase rules and it tells you exactly what buttons you're supposed to push. This game doesn't even adhere to its own rules. So for example, it tells you, do an Irish whip by pressing RB and B to the side, then press A. There are multiple times where I just did an Irish whip and then the cutscene came on. You didn't even have to do the extra. It's like, why am I trying to learn this if this is, you don't even, if you don't even adhere to your own rules, why the fuck should I? Just to advance in a showcase, I can't stand as it is. So, with shit like that, and nonsense, the price tag, which is not worth it, you're lucky you guys should get $80 for a complete deluxe edition, let alone $120. And if you get it from a brick-and-mortar store and you don't get it digitally, you're talking about $130 after tax just for fucking lame-ass John Cena bells and whistles that aren't worth it. I can feel my blood pressure rising just as I'm thinking about it. So yes, it's you're lucky to get this. It's a 5 out of 10. Maybe down the line, with working on it and the extra DLCs and the extra content, just like this last year's one ended up being a really good game by the end. That's ridiculous that we have to wait a whole full year, and by the time we get into it and it is a good game, oh, the next one's coming out in March again. It's unacceptable and it's bullshit. It's childish. Fuck you. You get a 4 out of 10 now. I'm docking you an extra point for being arrogant, for ego. So, 4 out of 10, not worth it right now. It's definitely not worth it. For those who haven't got it yet and you are still contemplating, wait for a sale and wait for, not just wait for a sale, but wait for the whole content to come out. You know, like those shows you tell your friend, oh, I'm going to wait to see your opinion and there's 10 episodes. Wait until the whole series is out on that website and then you can binge watch it. This is the same thing. Wait until the shit's done and you can binge through it and then you can enjoy it. But right now it's not worth the money. It ain't worth $60, it ain't worth $70, let alone $100. To 130. Fuck that shit. You guys can go suck dick and kick rocks because you don't deserve it. Especially with the very bare minimum effort you put into this shit. Fuck you. You don't deserve it. So there you go. That's my review on WWE 2K23. Fuck them. That's my score out of the fuck them. So moving on to the next thing. Won't be as much as a rant. I just saw today, I bought it because, you know, I like these shitty demonic possession films. I prefer good ones, but, you know, there's nothing that's gonna match the standard that is Exorcist. But I could go for, you know, a really good shitty demonic possession film. But this movie was hold on, sorry. I gotta pull up the cast, because we gotta give credit where credit's due. This movie commits the ultimate sin. Not only is it a bad movie, but even worse than being a bad movie, it is absolutely fucking boring. It is only an hour and a half, and it felt like I was watching a 2-hour movie. It is so damn boring. It's so uninspired. It's your average paint-by-numbers, run-of-the-mill, dog's dinner possession films that Pray for the Devil is one of the most boring films. I was in high school and watching National Geographic films, you know, for term papers, and those were more exciting than this fucking movie. It is one of the, as it sits, not that I care because Rotten Tomatoes is shit, but at Rotten Tomatoes it's at a 17%. Let's see what the audience says. Even the audience score is at a 68%. That's too fucking high in my opinion, but, you know, it is what it is. Probably same people going to see the movie, the same reason why I would see it, because I like these shitty things, but this movie is boring. And there's plenty of times where I wanted to go to the top story of the apartment building balcony and throw myself over it, because this movie is fucking trash. There's a subplot, so let's look at the synopsis and see if that is actually agreeable to what the movie is. Pray for the Devil is a 2022 American supernatural horror film directed by, we're gonna skip that. Plot. In response to a global rise in demonic possessions, the Catholic Church reopens exorcism school to train priests in the rite of exorcism. Although nuns are forbidden to perform exorcisms, Father Quinn recognizes Sister Anne's gift, including empathy with possessed victims of demons, and agrees to train her. Thus, onto the spiritual front line, with fellow student Father Dante, Anne finds herself in a battle for the soul of a young girl, Natalie, who she believes is possessed by a demon who tormented Anne's mentally unstable mother years ago, who has schizophrenia. And that's the running arc of the story. She has these abilities, you know. Nuns are not supposed to be exorcists. It's a man's world. You know, it's a man's game. It's a man's world, as James Brown once said. But she's put into the program because she has, not just because she can sympathize with victims, but she has a certain power where she can tell if the person's possessed and be able to pull it out, even without using the Bible, by the way. You know, a critical armor that they need, as they say even in the movie, that we gotta put on our God armor. That you can't even follow the fucking rules of your own film. I don't care if you're religious or not. You can't even follow the own rules of your film. The Bible is God's armor. She doesn't need it, you know. She has her own plot armor. Because of her trauma of having to grow up with a mother who had schizophrenia, and she was traumatized by that, and it hints that she's in there in hell with the demons, and this goes on and on and on and on throughout the entire movie. But she has a special trauma power now with plot armor, so she can take on the demons on her own. I am woman. I'm every woman. It's all in me. Okay, I'll stop singing that. But she's OP, and she's overpowered, and she's able to sense the demons and help this little girl and yada yada yada. And the movie's fucking stupid and it's boring. It would be fine if it was just stupid. I might have given it a pass because, like I said, I like these stupid exorcism films. But when you are completely boring to the point where you just rather go out and mow the lawn, paint the house and watch the paint dry, you know, do the dishes, take out the trash, any mundane menial task that you wouldn't normally want to do, brush your teeth, you know, clean the cat box if you have cats, clean the dog shit, whatever. Those are all far better activities than sitting through this fucking dog's dinner that is Pray for the Devil. It is so boring, it's monotonous. And I work at a plant where we pack pickles and shit, and it's over, and that's not even as monotonous as this film is. It goes on and on and on. And like I said, it's only an hour and 33 minutes from credit to credit, and it feels like it's a 2.5 hour film because it's so fucking boring. I cannot recommend this movie. I cannot trash it enough. I should have known better because, like I said, I saw the previews and I this is either going to be really good, or it's going to be a pleasant surprise, or it's going to be bad, or the third option is it's going to be bad and it's going to be boring. I can take bad, but I can't take bad and boring. Whoa, this movie was shit. They even left it open for a sequel, which, guys, you ain't getting a sequel. If you get a sequel, it'll be like 5-6 years down the line, because they literally left a cliffhanger open on the sequel where she gets, I'll just spoil it because I don't want anybody seeing this movie. And if you don't want to hear, here's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, okay. The spoilers are, she ends up taking the, because, you know, her powers of nunnery, she's able to take the demon out of the girl that she's actually has a kinship with, and that was established well. I'll give him credit for that. that she has an affinity for this little girl who has a terminal disease. And, you know, being possessed by Satan actually cured her disease, so that's one thing. But Anne is able to take the demon out of the girl, and it possesses her. And long story short, she puts a cross up against her head and falls into a big old vat of holy water and, you know, drowns the demon for good. And because of her efforts of being able to, even against the will of the Catholic Church, which makes this even more ludicrous, because, you know, even in the movie, when they do it the first time and disobey, they get excommunicated and admonished. Because they failed, the possession ended up making the one guy, the one priest, sister kill herself because they fucked the exorcism up. In this instance, because they were successful, she's given everything. So she successfully takes the demon out of the girl. She falls in the vat of holy water. And I mean, it's bigger than a swimming pool. It's like a small swimming pool of... She turns into holy water. Once the demon drowns in the holy water... Well, and the girls save. Well, then they go, well, we want you to be an official part of the, you know, even though we don't like women, we're misogynists. And that's just the way the Catholic, we like to diddle children and put women in the kitchen. But even though we're there, we're going to give you full opening to being a Catholic priest as far as you can join the exorcism club. And then she gets to join the exorcism club, and the end of the movie is literally her being attacked by her for while she's in a cab or whatever. She's attacked by two demons that probably possess her, but they leave it open for a sequel. Hooray. Fuck this movie. This movie was a 2 out of 10, and it's just because it was so damn boring. It's more boring than me rambling on these podcasts, because there's no inspiration whatsoever for this fucking movie. I hated it. I thought it was fucking trash. So, like I said, it made me want to put my head through the wall. And I initially started it the day before I recorded this. And if I was in the theater, I would have walked out. I turned the shit off and I went and played Resident Evil. I literally turned the shit off, played Resident Evil. I just finished it like an hour and a half ago before recording this podcast, and that was hard. I almost turned it off again. So, yeah, it's a 2 out of 10. I don't recommend it. If you do see this movie, it better be for free streaming on something, like as part of your Netflix package or HBO Max. Otherwise, don't be a fool. And don't waste your time or money on it like I did. So, that's that. I'll do Knock at the Cabin another time. I'll do that in the Cocaine Bear review. Right now, before we wrap up, because it's coming to an end, we're running out of time, I just want to talk about the Diablo 4 open beta. Today, or not today, Friday, they started an open beta, and I'll tell you, I'm glad we got to play this open beta for those that knew about it, because they didn't really advertise it, but you never do. I don't know if I'm going to get this game. I think it's June. Let's find out. Sorry. But I might get it. It's not that the open beta was bad. There's actually some really, really good things that are going to be coming out in it. But after, you know, Doom Immortal or Diablo Immortals or whatever the fuck it is, I don't have very much confidence for this game. There was some glitches, but that's to be expected because it's an open beta. Open betas are literally that. They're not complete games. why I ran it on WWE 2K23 is, like, if you were an open beta, the glitches could be gotten away with. Because it's just, an open beta is literally to let the community see what they've gotten so far and see what tweaks they need to do before June or July. I can't remember when this game comes out, but yeah, it's not saying, and I'm not going to waste a whole lot of time, but it comes out within June or July, and they did this open beta to really give you an idea. A part of me actually had fun playing it. I played it for about 8 hours. I'm going to play a little bit more tonight before they completely get rid of it, because it ends tonight. Midnight is when it's, I think, they roll out, they finish it, but there's some things there that they've really done that are really good, and there's some things that are just like, really, why are you doing this? I would be more articulate with what I'm saying, but I haven't played a whole lot of it. I mean, 8 hours, that's not scratching the surface of a Diablo game. The villain of this story is Lilith, and I just played a game where I had to fight Lilith, so I don't know how I feel about that, but in their defense as well, where do you go from the first three Diablo games when you fought everybody, including Satan? Like, I guess Lilith is the obvious next step up, so we'll see what happens. All in all, how can you can really complain? It was free open beta. We got to get a little taste of what Diablo 4 will be. I probably will buy it, to be honest, because I love Diablo. 2 is still my all-time favorite, but 3, especially after we got, you know, after 8, 9 years of rolling out DLC and all the extra shit, when you got through the whole game, it was, Diablo 3 was fantastic, so I don't know. I'm just rambling on at this point. I will say, I don't know. We'll have to check it out once the finished product's out. But I do appreciate Blizzard for letting us all play this open beta this weekend when I had nothing else better to do except for sleeping, because I got to catch up on my beauty sleep for this job. But that's about it of this episode. I'm not going to keep rambling on. Have a more structured episode next time. We're going to do a Cocaine Bear and Knock at the Cabin review, because I just finished those and I got a lot to say about that. So, but I got to articulate myself better than I have on this episode. Plus, the Phantasm retrospective is coming very soon. I think that might be the next episode before the Cocaine Bear review. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, hope you guys are having a good one. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and peace. Love you guys.